Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for all the things you do. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, God.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to do a sound check here right quick. Let me click on somebody. Let's see. 910. Sylvia, can you hear me tonight?
Hi, Jeannie.
Okay. Okay, so you can hear me good. All right. All right. I'm going to mute you again then and go on. I just want to do a sound check before I started.
Okay.
All right. We're going to do something a little different tonight. I'm not going to do a full teaching. What I want to do tonight is, this is Thanksgiving week. And of course, every one of us would have a list probably miles long of things God has done in our life, or even just things we're thankful for. I know most everybody, you'd ask them, what are they thankful for? And they would say, I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful that God loves me. I'm thankful for my job. I'm thankful to have a home, those sorts of things. But I'm talking about specific incidences. So be thinking about, it can be something difficult you went through, or something that's just a blessing from God. You know, something difficult that taught you something difficult where God brought you through. Let me give a scripture here. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, see, that doesn't say for everything. It says in everything, in the midst of everything you go through, give thanks. And I just say, if nothing else, give thanks that God is with you and that he'll bring you through, that God is beside you and with you and cares about you as you're going through things and will give you answers. When the three Hebrew children went through the fire, I doubt that they thanked God that they were fixed to be thrown in the fire, but I promise you they were thankful that the fourth man was in the fire with them and that they were not harmed. So see, that's a perfect example. But I'm going to start. I'm going to give two testimonies. And some of you guys, if you have testimonies that are not real lengthy, you can give more than one, whatever God puts on your heart. But, you know, the more we're thankful and the more we focus on what God has done for us, the less that discouragement and disappointment and things like that can take hold in our lives. And there's days that are like that. I mean, that I have days like that. Even some today, there were things going on that is like, I'm going to just focus on the wonderful things God has done, and it will lift your heart. It will lift your spirits. I'm going to give two examples, though, of things I'm thankful for that are specific incidences. One was a difficult thing. The other one was just a blessing. They both were a blessing in a sense, but one was very hard. My sister passed away Christmas Eve of 2013. I sat in there. We knew she was fixing to leave. And about that last hour and a half, I was sitting there by her bed in a chair. My brothers were there and her husband was there. And as I sat there quietly just within myself, I was praying and I said, Lord, this wasn't supposed to happen. This wasn't supposed to happen. And the Lord told me, I heard him so clear. He said, precious in my sight is the death of my saints. And I said, Lord, I don't want to hear that right now. I don't want to hear that. And he repeated it, and he said, precious in my sight is the death of my saints. Well, it was about 3:30 in the afternoon. She passed away with all of us by our bedside. Her husband, my brother-in-law, really just, you know, broke down and just seemed just distraught. And so that night after we had all gone home, I prayed and I said, Lord, I said, would you please, because he was not really, I mean, he was saved, but wouldn't call him a strong Christian per se. And so I prayed and I said, Lord, will you please give Clark a dream, Lord, that he would see her in heaven or would see something, Lord, that it would bring him some comfort, Lord, and relieve some of the grief. And so it was the fourth night after she had passed, about midnight, the Lord gave him a dream. And the next morning, he called me. Of course, I'll be honest, it was one of the hardest things I don't think I've ever gone anything more heartbreaking in my life than losing my sister. But he called me the next morning, and he was in tears and just almost breathless as he told me about the dream that God had given him. And he told me, he said, it was like I was back in the room, and we were all there, like the moments before her death. And said, we were all there, and he says, it was like just like that. And he said, then it was like I saw in the spirit, and he said, she died. He said, but in the spirit, he said, I could see like her, like trying to get her breath, fighting to get her breath. And then all of a sudden, a beam from heaven shined down upon her and said that the bed that she was laying on suddenly turned into a banquet table. My sister loved Christmas, and like I said, she died on Christmas Eve. And so he said the table, it turned into a banquet, a Christmas decorated banquet table that she was laying on. And it had like golden goblets and had Christmas wreath, you know, Christmas greenery and berries. And it was this beautiful decorated table. And said, as this light of being, you know, this beam of light shined down on her, said, suddenly, said, she a peace came over. She quit struggling for breath. And a total peace came over and said, then he saw her set up, her spirit set up out of her body. And said, then her body, her spirit got up out of her body and walked towards like that big beam of light and looked up into it, fixing to go up. And said, then she turned around. And he said, when she turned and looked, he said that he thought she was fixing to look at him, but said what she did is she looked at me and said she stepped over and reached her hand out and put her hand on my shoulder and said that a great peace came over my face in that dream. And then she turned and she went up to heaven. Now, I prayed for the Lord to bring comfort to Clark, and it did. It did. But you can't imagine the comfort it brought to me. I'm so thankful that God answered my prayer. I'm so thankful that he did that. I mean, it was a direct answer to my prayer. But I'm so thankful that the visions I have now, the images I have in my mind now, are not of her last moments of life and dying. But the vision that's in my mind now is what the Lord shared of that beautiful Christmas table and the peace on her face. And the last thing she did before her spirit left this earth is she reached and touched me on the shoulder as a gesture of peace and like an impartation of peace on me. I'm so thankful to God for that. Hard as all that was, that's just a beautiful thing from God, and I'm so thankful for it. So thankful. Okay, I'll give you another example of something I'm so thankful for that involves my husband when I met him. Now, when I met my husband, I honestly, about a year before, I had gone through a divorce. I had been through just a short-term marriage that was an abusive marriage. And I was very reluctant to get back in another relationship. I was like, no, I don't think so. So I was very reluctant. But see, God had another plan. He had that person picked out that was just the person for me. That was one that he had purpose and he had destiny and things for us to do. And I was working at that time. I was working at Cassidy Jones. I ran the front desk, the reception desk, but I also mixed and sold custom paint, and I sold cabinets and carpet and things like that, kind of multitasked. But he came in. He had never been in that store. He wasn't from that. He wasn't from that town. But on a job that he was on, they had him down there to tend to some things. Anyhow, he was needing some custom paint to match one of the buildings that they were having, one of the offices or something that they were redoing anyhow, or that he was having a hand redo. So we came in, and of course I was the only one available, and like I said, I did custom paint mixing, and he had a little piece of metal. He didn't pick out a color. He just had a little piece of metal about the size of the palm of your hand, and he said, I need to match this. And so I went over to the custom paint, and I just began to kind of hand mixed. I picked something that was close to it, and then I kind of just hand mixed until I got the right color and got it exact. Then I had mixed the gallon. He's standing there, handsome guy with a brand new blue jean jacket on. Anyhow, I had closed the paint can, and or was fixing to close it. Anyhow, I went to reach for that can. We're both standing right there in front of the counter. My hand was still a good 6 or 8 inches from that gallon of paint. Now, I had not touched it yet, and I knew I hadn't. And suddenly that can of paint tipped over. You know, it wasn't sitting halfway on the counter and half off. I promise you, an angel tipped that can of paint over. It tipped over and spilled on his brand-new blue jean jacket. Of course, I was mortified. I was about 22 years old, and I was mortified. I was apologizing because normally I would have just mixed his paint, went back up to the front desk, checked him out, and that would have been all of it. But see, God had a different plan. And that paint went all over his brand new jacket. And of course, instead of being mad, he took it for an opportunity to kind of goad me a little. And he's like, this is a brand new jacket. I just bought it. And of course, he was kind of smirking and grinning at me, and I'm totally flustered. And I'm going, I'm sorry. I don't know how that happened, because I knew that my hand was still 6 or 8 inches from the can when suddenly it come flying off the counter on him. And so I grabbed paper towels, trying to clean his jacket off, and I'm telling him, "So I'll buy you a new jacket. I promise. I'll buy you another." And he's going, "No, that's fine." Of course, then I had to mix another can of paint because, you know, half of that one or a third of it had spilled. And so I'm trying to clean all this up, and I'm just totally flustered. And he's giggling about it. And the whole time in my mind, I'm thinking, I'm like, I hadn't touched that. My hand had never touched that paint. I know, you know, not knowing that God had a plan. So anyhow, long story short, I got the paint mixed and this and that, got him checked out. And I was just so apologetic. Anyhow, as he started to walk out, and I never touched customers, but I had checked him out, and because I was still kind of apologizing, as he started to walk out, and I'm standing behind him, he had turned his back to walk, and I reached up, and I just patted him on the shoulder twice, and I'm like, "Thank you, I'm so sorry." Anyhow, later on, he told me, he said, when I reached up and touched him on the shoulder, he said it was like electricity went through him. Just when I touched him, it was like electricity went through him. Anyhow, he called back that evening to the girl that worked in the back office and asked her who I was and was I married and things like that. And then from there, over a period of weeks, we began to get to know one another and ended up dating. And then, of course, you know, here we are 41 years later married. And there's a lot of stories I could tell where God was just so in it. But see, that's something I'm so thankful for. That God, I mean, it was so God orchestrated from start to finish, that God brought him in that store while I was there, that God had me wait on him, that an angel pushed that paint. I promise you, an angel pushed that paint off on him, that God caused him to feel that electric shock when I reached up and patted him on the shoulder, that totally got his attention. And just how God did, just a beautiful example of how God intervenes in relationships and brings us together with those that he has purposed for us to be with. And I'm so thankful. I'm just so thankful for my husband, but I'm thankful for how God brought it together, because God knew that I was still very reluctant to step into another relationship. But God knew he was the right one, and God knew it was the right time. So, anyhow, that's two of my stories, two of my testimonies. And certainly I'm going to pray for each and every one that I get to tonight. That's not changed any. But I want everybody to be thinking about something, like I said, not just in general, I'm thankful for my house, I'm thankful for my job, I'm thankful that I live in America, specific incidents of a testimony that you can give of being thankful to God. All right, I'm going to play another quick song and write down the rest of these numbers, and then I'll be right with you.
Thank you, Lord, for the small things, like me and her on a porch swing, the summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings, if I still got breath in these lungs, then that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this old dirt floor, for my babies, for my girls, for lighting the way in the dark time, for pulling me in, for giving again the times that I took it too far. I gotta thank you for keeping me humble, for picking me up when I stumble, and although I change, you stay the same, and I don't say thank you enough. For my mama, for my friends, for your love that never ends, for the songs that make us dance on this.
just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise up, eyes closed. One thing I know. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. All right. Father, I thank you for tonight. Father, we just thank you for all the wonderful things you've done in our life. And, Lord, I just ask that you touch each and every heart. Father, open our hearts to you. Open our spirits to receive from you, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for touching our minds that we can just focus on you and hear your word. And, Father, I just speak a blessing over each and every caller tonight. We love you, Father. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Holy Spirit, and we are so thankful that we are yours. Amen. All right. 205-531, how is Miss Julia May tonight?
Yes, fine.
Good. Good, girl. All right, let me pray for you first, and then we'll go from there. Father, I thank you for Julia May, and Father, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that she's chosen, Lord, that she is a chosen vessel. Lord, it is no accident, Lord, that she is in the kingdom of God. It's no accident, Lord, that you are working miracles in her life, Lord, that you have shown yourself strong, Lord, that you're answering prayers. But, Lord, she is a chosen vessel of the Lord, Lord, called and chosen, Lord, and because she had said yes, Lord, that you're going to do great and mighty things in her life. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the encouragement that she gives to others. Lord, the way she stands with them, the testimony. But, Lord, I thank you, Father, that your word is going to flow and does flow from her lips. But, Lord, I thank you for the increase of that. Lord, that she is going to see answers to prayer that's even going to surprise her. Even going to surprise her, Lord. Sometimes We petition and we petition and we ask for things. And then when it actually happens, sometimes we're shocked that it's actually come to pass. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for those unexpected blessings that we stand in faith. But Lord, that you are a God that does abundantly above all that we can ask or think. So, Father, I thank you for it. And I speak a blessing over Julia May's life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, you got a testimony for us tonight, something that you're really, a specific something you're thankful for?
I'm still thankful and praising God for Joyce. I was thinking about a while ago when I was talking to her mom. I said 2 years ago, she was in the hospital on a ventilator and she had a G-tube and suction and a trach and septum, and she aspirated past and they had to bring her back, and she just went through so much. And the fact that he told my friend that, he said, not only is she a fighter, but I'm fighting with her. And I know God can give you peace, because I was thinking about it the other day. I said, I can't even really remember, though, that month 2 years ago. It's kind of hard. I just had a peace. I can see myself sometimes sitting on the porch, just looking out and looking at things God created. The sun was brighter, grass was green, the sky was blue. It was just a peace that, he gave me during that time. And also now, my coworker, y'all been praying for, she's been home a week now, and I thank God for that, because she's been through a lot also, because she had COVID back a couple months and the dead one. So she has congenital heart failure like Jennifer now, but she's getting speech and physical therapy, because I thank God, for being with her too. And thank you, everybody, for their prayers.
No, praise God. Praise God. He's God just so faithful, hon. He's just so faithful.
Oh, yeah.
And you are a strong witness for Christ. You're a strong witness. You're a strong intercessor. And I can only imagine how thankful those people that you know are to have you in their life, to have you interceding for them. Well, honey, is there anything in particular you were wanting prayer about tonight?
No, that's all. Thank God and just thankful for his blessing and we all able to, you know, just pray for one another and just love one another.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I am too. Yeah, I'm thankful for every one of you guys. Y'all are such a blessing in my life and just bring such joy to my life just to be able to talk to y'all and mm-hmm. just share, you know, just share as sisters and brothers in Christ. I love it. Mm-hmm. I'm just so thankful to God. Well, sweetie, you have a great week and have you a wonderful Thanksgiving this week.
Okay, you too. God bless you. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Bye. At 502-548.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, Miss Jeannie.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you too, Greg. It's good to hear from you.
Let's
pray for you.
Amen.
Father, I thank you for Greg, and Father, I thank you, Lord, that Greg, I hear this all the time, that you're the man for the hour, and I know I've told you that time and time again, but it seems like every time I pray for you, I hear that you're the man for the hour. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have anointed Greg. Greg, you have an anointing that is so much like my husband's in so many ways. I see you like you really have a leadership anointing on you, but you have it. The really cool thing is you also have that peacemaker anointing. You have that ability to connect with other people, that ability to not just to lead. You know, a lot of people can lead, but they come off as kind of holier than they are, or whatever. They come off almost forceful, but then there's those that. And my husband, now Hollis is retired now, but when he worked, he was an awesome, to me, he was just an awesome, like, boss, leader in the departments that he led, because he truly was a company man in the sense of wanting the good for the company and the good for everybody, and including the people that you would say were customers in that sense. You know, he tried to, he was always trying to make things really work for everyone, very fair-minded, very selfless. And I see so much of these same things in you, the anointing that's on your life to lead, but lead with integrity, but also have that same ability that people would trust you, that people would be comfortable talking to you, people believing that you're a fair person, and that ability to bring peace where there's confusion amongst numbers. Just have that like, you know, the word says, you know, blessed are the peacemakers, that you have that peacemaker anointing on you, so that's not that iron hand type leading. You know, it's a beautiful anointing, because to me, I've said many times, if you want to see what someone's really made of, give them power and you'll see what kind of person they are. And you have that beautiful anointing that you are anointed to lead. You do have a leadership anointing on you. There's an authority from God that is on you, but you also have that integrity and that fairness and that transparency of people being able to bring the pieces together and the ends together, and people to trust you and to for them to be comfortable talking to you. And like I said, it is so like my husband's anointing. He is so much like that. Sometimes you can get your plate. Sometimes when others recognize that on you, they'll tend to maybe pile too much on you at times. They may give you a whole lot more than would be your normal portion, because they recognize that on you. But anyhow, that's a beautiful anointing on you. And like I said, I so recognize it, because I live with one that's got that same anointing. So, Lord, I just thank you for Greg. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that you're yet shaping him and preparing him for things that are to come. And, Lord, for the favor of God that surrounds him and the blessing that surrounds him. And, Lord, for your protection that's around him, Lord, that your angels are with him. And, Lord, that you're speaking to him and speaking to his heart. And, Lord, in the whole process, you have been smoothing out the rough edges and have been tempering him and bringing him wisdom and how to communicate and when even to be silent and let things play out. So, Father, I thank you for his life, and I just speak a blessing. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Have you got a testimony tonight of the you're really thankful for?
Well, I mean, I cannot even begin to talk about things I'm thankful for without mentioning Jennifer. And yes, I could give a million specifics, but you know, last week when we talked, I just found out that day that my boss got let go,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't know what direction they were going to go. They said that, you know, I was just going to report to a regional, which I figured that would be short-lived. But there is one area sales manager in this company that I respect the most. He's out of Cincinnati, which is just 90 miles north of me. Would make a perfect, you know, business decision to group me with his group. And I had asked before they hired my last boss, I said, just group me with Aaron. I would rather have him as a boss. And they wouldn't do it. But they called me this morning. They said, they actually put me on a team call with him in the regional and said that, you know, that he's going to be my new boss. And I mean, just the stuff that he said on the call was stuff that should have been said to me, you know, a year and a half ago when they hired me, and stuff that nobody's ever done. So, yeah, it's absolutely, I mean, I was so excited.
That's just, that's so awesome and just so amazing. God is just so, he is so in the middle of your business right now. And it's so fun to hear what God is doing. And just to see how he's preparing things and how he's shaping it. I love that. I mean, I just love that. I love hearing the story. I love hearing what God is doing.
Yeah,
all right. Well, is there anything you were wanting prayer about tonight?
No. I'm good. I'm sure there's plenty. I know Jennifer was on and she said she got disconnected, so she called back in. So I don't know if that moved her in the.
I saw she had been, I think, pretty close to the top, moved it down towards the bottom. I'm going to try to move fast enough tonight that I can get to everybody. That's seldom am I able to get to everybody because more people call in as the program goes. You know, it may start out with several callers, and then by the end of the show that three or four more have called in. So anyhow, but I'm trying. Well, that's just awesome about that, about your new boss and getting connected with him. That was your heart's desire. So I'm sure God has some wonderful things in store and all of that.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a reason.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, there's a reason. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, you have a great week this week and enjoy your Thanksgiving. And
you too.
I will talk to you hopefully next week.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
We'll see you. Yeah, bye.
All right. 910-709. How's Miss Sylvia tonight?
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Are you doing all right tonight?
Oh, yes. Yes. Pretty good.
Good. All right, let's pray. Father, I thank you for Sylvia. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the questions. I just sensed when I heard your voice, it was like I could sense questions. I just was sensing questions in you. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for answering her questions. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that that you're teaching her how to ask the right questions. Sometimes God is waiting for us to ask just the right questions. The right question, or word things just right. He's wanting to answer us, but sometimes he's waiting for us to ask. You know, and we do that even as I'm not a parent. I don't have any kids, but, you know, had nieces and nephews, and sometimes we're waiting for them instead of just coming and sticking their arm up wanting a cookie or something, and to come up and say, may I have a cookie? You know, can I have a cookie, please? Rather than just jumping up and down, you know, waving their hands in the air because they want something. It's like, okay, say, may I have a cookie? So, and sometimes God's waiting for us to ask specifically or ask a particular question. There are ways to ask. There are things, sometimes it's almost strange how that God, you know, we've heard Randy talk about that before, wanting us to ask specifics, a specific question sometimes he's waiting on. But I just see you growing in wisdom. I see God teaching you some of those intricate things of serving God, of working with God. And it's really, many times that's a matter. God's wanting to do things, but we learn how to work with God. You know, Randy talks about many times about sometimes God's just waiting for us to agree with him. He's not necessarily wanting, he gave me this almost exact word the other day, of not necessarily wanting us to fast more or pray more or read the word more, that sometimes he's just wanting us to come into agreement with him in a specific way. And see, that's like a key. That's like a key that releases the flow. That sometimes, you know, we might be fasting and fasting, and God's going, I just want you to agree with me. Or sometimes he might, you know, say, I just want you to speak the word over this. So I just really sense God teaching you how to, in a very decided way, how to follow his leading so that it unlocks and opens things. Of, you know, sometimes we're trying to do it one way and God's saying, okay, no, I want to do this and this. I want you to approach me in this way. I want you to do this. You know, one may put out a fleece, one may fast, one just various things. But there are those keys that unlock. Sometimes it's just a yieldedness. It's a trust. It can be many things, but I just sense God really teaching you those intricate details. I'm not finding quite the word I'm wanting. Intricate details that unlocks. So, Father, I thank you for that, and I thank you, Lord, for working in Sylvia's life, Lord, that you have called her, even like one as an elder, Lord, that she'll be used in council. She'll be used in council and even in group settings at times. Certainly, and even councils now in private settings, more the one-on-one. But, Lord, I just see you using her even as one like an elder in a church, an elder in a body, Lord, that bring wise counsel. For the word says that a multitude of wise counsel, there is safety. And, Father, I thank you for using the wisdom that you have put in Sylvia, Lord, even to be like a covering for others. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Amen. What is something that's a specific thing that you're thankful for that God's done or is doing?
I have a lot, but I will speak of one. In 2015, I had no idea that I have a lung disease. And I laid around, I couldn't breathe. Finally made it to a hospital, and when I got there, they wanted to know how did I get in, because my doctor supposed to have gave me a referral. But I got in, went through the process, did the x-ray, and they saw the lung disease. And when he told me I had it, I said, no, I don't. I says, when I come back, I will not have it. So I came home, and I stayed in my room. I didn't tell my family, because he says that I had went 3 years, and I had 2 years to live. So I told him that I wasn't going anywhere, because I still had to meet my promise, you know, my purpose. So I wasn't going anywhere. And so I came home, I prayed. I was told on a Monday, I stayed in my room, my family didn't know. Only person knew was my older daughter. And so I stayed in my room and I prayed, and I just kept asking the Lord, you know, to heal me. I believed it. I couldn't stand up. I made it to the church, and it was a prophet there. And I asked him if he could pray for me. And he says, the Lord showed me you last night, and he told me that he was going to heal you today. And so wow. I went from a Monday to a Sunday, and he was ready to heal me. So he says, when I have the altar call, he said, come up here. And I did, and the Lord really touched me, but I had to you know, still walk it out. And there's been so many things that the Lord said the enemy was trying to kill me. That's the reason why he was kept coming at me and putting so many things on my body. But one thing I do know, that no matter what he puts on my body, I do know that God is a healer and he's going to take it off. So when things come now, I don't panic. I don't panic at all because I've had lung diseases. I've had the lung disease. I've had two strokes, heart attack, and many other things. And he says that he has extended my life. So truly thankful that I'm still here.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I agree. I had no idea you had been through all of that. I knew you had been through the ringer, and I will agree with you. I mean, I've had a lot of attacks in my body through the years. It does seem like many times when there's a healing anointing on your life, I know you have that on your life, and honestly, I have it on my life too. That the enemy does try to attack our bodies. He looked, you know, just like some of the preachers, you know, like Benny Hinn called to preach, but he would stutter. I think the same was true for Oral Robertson. Many times the enemy will attack people in the areas of their calling, just trying to stop it. Of course, we know he can't. God is with us. So that's a tremendous testimony, girl. Amen. God is so good.
Amen.
He is still working in your life, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything you want to prayer about, girl? Well, I got you.
Yes. My brother, he's on dialysis, and he's waiting for a kidney, and I just, you know, want prayer for him.
Okay. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for Sylvia's brother, Lord, and Lord, you are mindful of him, Lord. You are aware of his situation. And Father, we just ask, Lord, that you would, your spirit would just hover around him, Lord, that you would speak to him and commune with him, Lord. Cause him to be aware of your presence. Cause him to be, to hear your voice, Lord, to hear your voice, Lord, and become very aware that you're with him, Lord, and that you have purpose for his life. And Lord, that there's nothing that he goes through that you're not aware of, that he's never out of your sight, Lord, that your eyes are upon him and that your heart is with him. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for bringing forth the kidney that he needs, Lord, that there would be just your miracle hand working in this, Lord, to bring forth that organ, Lord, for him, and that he would have a successful surgery, his body accept it, and Lord, to be able to complete out all of his days. But Lord, that he would complete out all of his days serving you and knowing you and declaring his testimony, Lord, before others, Lord, to bring encouragement to others and to bring glory to you. Lord, we thank you for even giving him dreams in the night. Lord, visions and dreams, Lord, that will bring a new realization to him of who you are and how involved in his life that you are and want to be. Lord, that the scales would be peeled off of his eyes where the enemy has tried to blind him in areas, or that he'll be able to see and perceive and understand, Lord, the great love that you have for him. So, Father, we thank you for it. We thank you for working in his life and around his life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen.
Praise God. Well, girl, you have a wonderful week. It was really good, that powerful testimony, and really good getting to visit with you tonight.
You also.
All right. God bless you.
You too.
281-731, who am I talking with and where are you calling from?
Evelyn, Texas.
Oh, hi, Evelyn. Good to speak with you, sweetie.
Hi.
Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. I enjoyed your testimony, too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I love telling what God has done. That's one thing I have.
Awesome. They were awesome.
Oh, thank you, girl. Well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Evelyn. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you've been encouraging her heart. Lord, you've been uplifting her heart and, Lord, bringing a new sight to her. a new sight in the spirit, a new realization, Lord, of how special and precious she is to you, Lord, that there's a new bounce in her step. There's a new light in her heart. There's a new song in her heart, Lord. And Father, that you are speaking to her, Lord, that you are causing, even where there has been discouragement and disappointment and things that in the past, Lord, that you're just breaking those things off of her. Lord, you're breaking them off. And, Lord, she is really beginning to see her value in you, Lord, her value in this earth, her purpose, Lord. And Father, you are delighting in her and delighting in her her heart to learn, her heart to see. And, Lord, you enjoy even her inquiries. As she inquires of you, Lord, Lord, how it delights your heart for her even to come to you and to run to you and inquire and to learn from you, God. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just continuing to bless her and to grow her and to connect her, Lord, that you have connected her in some beautiful ways, Lord, and that's just beginning. And, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that as she goes, that things are going to open up before her, Lord. As she goes, that she's going to see more and more victories. She's going to see more and more things open up before her and more connections begin to come in play. So, Lord, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. So, Lord, we thank you for her, and I speak a blessing over Evelyn's life. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
No, you're welcome, hon. Well, do you have a testimony for us tonight of something you're really thankful for?
Do I have a couple of testimonies, and I'll make it short. I know you have others on the line. The first testimony is my brother. I have a brother, 74. He passed away at 74, but prior to that, he was on drugs and just all his life, ever since a teenager, on drugs. And when he became around 50-some years old, I ministered to him because he didn't want to hear it before then. I ministered to him. I led him in the sinner's prayer. And he accepted Jesus as the Lord and Savior, but he could not shake those drugs off of him. But before he passed away at 74 years old, he came back to his senses. He went over to one of my sister's house, and he got on his knees, and he just asked her to forgive him. And then he called my other sister, and he told her, you know, that he just loved everybody, because before that he was just against everybody. So I just know he made his peace with God, and I was able to preach his eulogy. And I just thank God for that. God had gave me the scriptures way before he passed away, and I didn't know it was for that. But I didn't know it was for the eulogy, but I used the scripture. Glory, hallelujah, Lord. The scripture that the Lord gave me, I used those scriptures, his eulogy. And I just thank God for that he gave me the strength to do it. And I just thank God that he came to his senses, back to his mind, and really set his mind and affections on the Lord before he passed away. And I feel really good about that. And one other thing, amen, thank you, Jesus. And one other thing, I just thank the Lord that he's kept me since 1980. I developed cancer in 1980. I went through the surgery, but I didn't have to go through chemo or radiation. And I am a 42-year cancer survivor. In January, it'll be 43 years. And I am so grateful to the Lord. And on other occasions, the devil has tried to take me out. My pancreas shut down on me back in the 70s. I stayed in the hospital 21 days, had my stomach all pumped out and everything. When I got out the hospital, I was on all kind of medication. I went to all kind of churches that I thought that I knew had healing meetings and laying hands on the sick. I was slain in the spirit, but to no avail. I was not healed. I came home, and as I was stirring my food in my kitchen, I looked at my medicine, all these medicines. I had to take Tagamin and all these medicines for the stomach. And hallelujah, oh Rabakata, I know I'm talking to somebody that needs to hear this on this line tonight. I told the Lord, I was cooking my food, I said, Lord, I know you healed me 2,000 years ago, but I'm tired of taking this medicine. At that time, I felt God's hand upon my stomach, went all over my stomach, and I didn't have to take another pill after that. And to prove I was healed, I went and ate Mexican food at a Mexican restaurant times in that particular week, and it didn't hurt my stomach. And I say, thank you, Jesus, and I'm so forever grateful. And I can go through other testimonies, but those are the ones that actually really, really touched my life.
Wow. That's powerful, girl. That's an amazing testimony. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, I'm feeding off y'all's testimonies. God has done powerful things in all of y'all's lives. And
yes, Lord.
Goodness. These sorts of things... People need to hear this kind of stuff. They need
Amen.
To hear how God has made.
Amen.
We all have so many things to be thankful for, but these are powerful, wonderful testimonies.
Amen.
Praise
and you
God.
Know, and you know, sister, God is no respecter of a person. You know, it might be somebody sick on this line. You know, all they got to do is just, you know, is pray to the Lord, worship Him, and you know, just remind Him what He's already done in His Word. And I promise you, will come through.
Ooh, yes,
thank
amen,
you,
girl.
Amen.
Absolutely, praise God. Yeah, you preaching,
praise
girl.
God.
You preaching. You doing good. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, was there anything you wanted prayer about before I move to the next one? Or
well, I've taken up time, and I'm good. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much for sharing your testimony, girl. That's powerful.
Awesome.
I love it. I love it. Well, God bless
Glory
you,
God.
And you have
God
a wonderful day. All right. All right, 804-218, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
This is Angie from Virginia.
Hi, Angie. How are you, sweetie?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm good, girl. I'm good. Well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Angie. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, that she is an encourager. Lord, you have called her and anointed her, Lord, that Angie has that ability that her laughter lights up a room. Lord, she has an ability to change even the atmosphere in a room, Lord, with her laughter and her uplifting conversation. You know, sometimes people come in and they've got that, everything they say is woe is me. Everything that, you know, it's like they get caught in that downstream type of glass half empty mode. And you have that ability. It's in your heart. It's not just an ability. It's like it's in your heart to want to be happy. It's in your heart to want to be uplifting and to want the atmosphere to be light and enjoyable. And you just have that ability about you just to change the atmosphere in a room with your laughter, with your encouragement, with your just sometimes even just changing the conversation. You know, when people go in one direction and many times it'll just make their heart even lower. You know, if sometimes we can be in down in the dump, so to speak. But the more we talk about what's wrong, then sometimes it'll just make us feel even lower and feel even worse. And you have that ability to change the conversation and to turn things around so that the atmosphere lightens and it begins to bring encouragement to people. And it just helps shift their minds into a more positive place. And it doesn't mean you're not going through things at times but you have that ability not to stay there. You have that heart to not want to stay in that place. You desire that sunshine spot, desire that sunny side, and it comes forth in your conversation, and it comes forth, and it really many times it just brings a more light atmosphere to things. So praise God and thank you, Jesus, for that. What do you have a testimony you want to share tonight, sweetie?
Well, I got lots of them. I've experienced a lot of moments where nothing but God. And, you know, I know that, I mean, I've been instantly healed. I've been progressively healed. I've been, you know, there's not a one-set formula. it's just entering into that intimate place and that presence that comes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm just thankful that God showed me the difference between religion and relationship so that I can dwell in the presence.
Yes. Yes, amen. Amen. For sure.
I can be a total mess, but his presence is all right.
I tell you what, sometimes just getting in God's presence is the only thing that will lift the burdens and will break the, and he says, you know, the anointing breaks the yoke. So when we get into God's presence, that's what can really shift, you know, just shift our hearts, lighten our hearts, and just break all of the heaviness off of our hearts and all of the cares. It absolutely is. Well, hon, is there anything in particular you want prayer about?
I have a special friend I'd like prayer for.
Okay. What is their name?
His name is Ben.
Jim?
Ben, B-E-N. Benjamin.
Oh, Benjamin. Okay, Ben. Okay. Well, Father, we just thank you for Ben, Father, and we just thank you, Lord, for bringing healing to him, Lord, bringing healing to his mind, to his emotions, Lord, bringing healing to his body. Father, we thank you, Lord, for bringing provision for him. And provision is not just money or always money. Provision is anything that we're lacking in our lives. Provision can be health provision. It can be reconciliation. I don't know why I'm hearing the word reconciliation, but I just heard the word reconciliation. So, Father, I thank you, Lord. It can be bringing healing to relationships. It can be bringing, just bringing anything, Lord, that we have a lack of in our lives. And, Father, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing encouragement to Ben and, Lord, giving him the wisdom that he needs to move forward. Lord, for whatever is going on in his life, Lord, that you are with him, that you are for him, Lord, that you care about him. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, even for Angie, Lord, that intercedes for him and stands in the gap for him. And, Lord, is a friend indeed, one that cares. Lord, sometimes most of us, we just need so often someone that we know that cares, that truly cares. And so, Lord, I just thank you for embracing Ben with your love. Lord, help him to not be anxious about situations in his life. Lord, I just speak peace over Ben. I speak peace over him, Lord, that he would find a settledness in his heart. He find a peace in his heart from you. And Lord, whatever this reconciliation is about, Lord, I just thank you for working in it in whatever way is going on there. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. You have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You did the same.
All right. Good night. All right. Hi, 240-482.
Good evening. This is Valerie, Carolina.
Hi, Valerie. How are you tonight, sweetie?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good. I'm good. I am very good. Well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Valerie and Father. I thank you, Lord. Lord, that she is, it's like, I'm hearing the word like tied in, the tie that binds it, like you're tied in, like you are, or God has got you tied in with him. He's got you fastened in and you're locked in with God. You have, even though you've had questions at times, even at times you might feel like that you have wavered back and forth on like what, you know, can I trust God to lead me through this? Do I need to get counsel somewhere else? Do I, do I need professional help? And say, you know, that God, but you have locked into God. You're tied in. God has got like you. It's like you're locked into God, but God has got you tied into him. He's got you fastened to him. And he is leading you. He is guiding you. He has proven himself strong on your behalf. He has proven to your heart that you can trust him, and you have accepted that fact that you can trust God and that you can lean on him. And it doesn't mean that everything has come together at this time, but things are in the process of changing, and you know that. You have seen enough change already to know that God is in the process of taking me forward and things moving on. And I just thank you, Father, how you have even brought healing to Valerie's mind. Lord, you've brought healing to her thoughts. You know, sometimes we just need a healing in our thought processes. We need a healing in our emotions, but our emotions and our thought processes are all connected, so that our mind is able to not focus, be so locked in on things that have gone on around us or things of the past, that we're able, and it can even be soul ties, just any number of things, anything that really is occupying our mind too much, that it almost feels like we almost can't tear our thoughts away from it. But I just sense God healing your mind, like bringing a relaxation to your mind, bringing a peace to your mind, that you're able to begin to look forward with less distraction, able to look forward with more anticipation of good, of more anticipation of blessings and good things in your life, and just not that feeling so much of that, like, that things of the past have just got like a death grip on your mind, so to speak. And I've gone through that. I mean, I've gone through things that was like it would take everything I could do to turn my mind away from things and put my mind forward. And it's like as we just keep working at it and working at it and working at it, of casting down those old thoughts, casting down vain imaginations and all of that, that finally it's like it begins to turn loose. But God really not only doing a work in your heart, not only doing a work in your life, your family, but God really having done a big healing in your mind and in your thought processes. And in the midst of that, it brings a healing to your heart, because our mind, like I said, our heart and our emotions and all that are so connected, so that you're able to feel like, I can take a breath. You know, sometimes we just feel like, okay, I can finally take a deep breath. And even though it's still in process, it's still it's still being worked out. Things are still in the process of moving forward and all of that, that you know that God is with me, and I'm feeling the release. I'm feeling that release. I'm feeling that hopefulness of future. I'm just, you know, the main thing I'm feeling is just where that has felt like maybe you almost had ropes tying you down in a sense, that feeling that freedom coming, that it has already begun. You're in the process. Maybe it's not completely yet, but just that feeling of, okay, I'm feeling some release and I'm feeling some healing and I'm feeling like I'm able to take my mind off of other things so much, and just to move forward and knowing that God is with me. So, Lord, I just speak a blessing over Valerie. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, for moving her on and bringing a new joy into her life and a new expectancy, Lord, and even a new joy, kind of that new beginning feeling, even to her children, Lord. Just that sometimes we just need that feeling of like, I've got a fresh start and a good start. That's a new beginning. So, Father, I thank you for it, and I speak a blessing over them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. That's awesome.
You're welcome. I can so relate to a lot of that. I so understand all of that so much.
Yeah.
So what?
That's so true. Everything you said is spot on.
Awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Only God knows. Well, girl, you have a specific testimony for us tonight, something that God, that you're so thankful for tonight.
Yes. So I'm very thankful. You know, for two things. I mean, I'm thankful for a lot of things, but, you know, I don't know how I came across PGN. I don't even remember. I think I was looking for something online, and this was, I guess, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and you know, I look back and it's like, wow, it's been such a blessing in my life. And, you know, it's just been, helpful in my healing process and, you know, just things that I've gone through. And it's just been very encouraging and healing. And so I'm very thankful for PGN. But I also want to share, I had been at home full time with my kids for about 10 years, and I was going through a divorce, and I had to go back to work, and you know, I hadn't worked in so long, and I was serving at my church in kids ministry, and one of the people that I was serving alongside worked for a construction company, and you know, I just happened to mention, oh yeah, you know, I'm looking for a job, and you know, just in passing, and then a couple months later, he asked me, you know, well, hey, we're looking for such and such, and you know, we're looking for someone to work in this position. Are you still looking for a job? And I was like, yes. You know, I'd had this experience, a lot of disappointment trying to find a job, and I think, you know, part of that was just having been out of the workforce for so long, and so. I went in for an interview and I got the job, and, you know, I basically just picked up where I left off salary wise and, you know, just the benefits and all these other things. I mean, I really feel like the Lord, strategically put me in that place to be serving alongside this person to open this door of opportunity. And to top it off, the person who was in my position before, she left to go to another company, and then she came back 3 months later. Wow. And I was like, I know that the Lord opened this door to this position for me. I was just like, you know, she left and then she came back. She had to come back into a different position, but uh-huh. I really believe the Lord orchestrated everything to open the door position. And I've been there for 3.5 years now, but that to me at that time, I was just going through so much. It was so difficult, and it was such a testimony for me, and it really, you know, just strengthened my faith and trust in the Lord. So I'm very thankful for that.
Amen. Awesome. I have seen God do things like that so many times through the years where he will he'll make a way. It's like he creates a mm-hmm. new path sometimes for us, a new spot that maybe wasn't even there. It's like he'll make a spot for us. And that's just, he's just so yes. faithful and so good in that way. I just love it. I love it. Well, that's mm-hmm. an awesome mm-hmm. testimony. And I know God is still working mightily in your life and in the life of your kids. So that's wonderful. Yes. Is there anything in particular you're wanting prayer about?
Not really. But I just think this is great. I'm so encouraged by everyone else. It's nice to hear the testimony, other people's testimonies, you know, of God's faithfulness. I feel like it's building my faith up, you know.
Yeah.
So
mine too.
Thank you for doing this. Yeah.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I'm just loving it. I mean, this is so much fun and so encouraging, and you know, we don't always realize how powerfully God is working in everyone's lives and has worked. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's just amazing. And we need to hear these things that God's doing, because it does build faith, and I just love it. I mean, I just feed off of this, and it's just,
yes.
it brings glory to God. It says that we overcome Satan by the power of the word of our testimony and the power of the blood. So it's like, you know, we're kicking Satan in the head every time we give our testimony of what God's done in our life.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank
you
very much.
You're welcome. Well, you have a beautiful Thanksgiving, and I will talk to you again.
You too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. At 870-415, who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Siobhan from Arkansas.
Siobhan?
Shavonda.
Okay. I've talked to you before. It's just been a while. Well, thank you for holding. Thank you for being here tonight. Hope you've had a great week. Let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Shavonda. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that you've been orchestrating things in Shavonda's life. Lord, that things may have seemed a little discombobulated in the last season or the season previous to this, Lord, that things have I just sense that things have been like a little up in the air. You know, things have been shifting around in your life, and that things have been a little up in the air. Maybe even where some relationships are concerned, some people around your life. But Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are, that even in Shavonna's life, Lord, that you are orchestrating and you are directing and redirecting her, Father. Lord, I thank you, Father, that you're with her and that you're far and that you're giving her wisdom through these things, Lord, that you're giving her wisdom, that she's really developing a sense of being able to see truth, of being able to see behind the curtain, so to speak. Really like a gift, it's like a gift of discernment, Shavonna, that everything is not always what it appears to be, and not everything that people says is always true. Or maybe we just misunderstand things to start with, but that ability to really understand God's truth, to really understand, you know, what's real, what's not real, what's the wisdom of God in this. And it doesn't mean that people are bad or whatever. It's not really pointing a finger at people. It's just God really giving us wisdom and how to navigate through relationships. And that's not necessarily relationships can be anybody. I mean, it can be a sister, a brother, a cousin, a friend, a work coworker. When I say relationships, that's not necessarily always talking about a boyfriend or a husband or something like that. But God giving us wisdom and how to navigate through relationships, and those that maybe we bring real close and those maybe we keep more at arm's length. You know, not everybody is to be a part of our inner circle. And it doesn't mean that there's anything there that's like an enemy to us or a problem to us. God just really gives us wisdom where relationships and people are concerned. But, Father, I thank you, Lord, for Shavonna. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you are directing her path and you're directing her steps. And, Lord, that you're helping her to navigate even where her future is concerned. But, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for that discernment gift working in her life, that discerning of working through knowing where to connect and where maybe to disconnect some. Or maybe just step back a little. So, Father, I just thank you for it, and I bless her in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I just thank you for encouraging her heart and answering her questions, answering her prayers. And, Lord, just bringing that confidence in her heart that you're with her and that you're far and that you will bring her, you'll never leave her, never forsake her, and you'll bring her through everything, every trial, Lord, that you're with her and you'll bring her through. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And I'm trying to get my voice back. I was a little under weather, but glory be to God, you know, I'm well. My family members are well in my household. And actually, that is what I was going to say. I was thankful for that. All over the years, I've, you know, grown rapidly, but then there was the things that I had a slow season with, and I've learned to overcome those things. But just clearly, as you just said, it's a thing of discernment. And I love myself, all the pieces of me, but it's through Christ that I love myself. And you know, I'm just learning to, without having to be nasty, rude, or whatever, just learning to just accept whatever it is for what it is. And you know, I say thank you, Lord, for allowing me to see whatever the situation is. God has been very great, good to me, not just for the things that he's given to me, but like I just said, just even the simple things with my confidence, with how he shows me he loves me, which even something that you just came confirmed, that's something that's showing how he loves me, because that's my gratitude towards him. I'm grateful for that daily. So I just want to say thank you for the prayer. Thank God for being transparent. I can't help but to laugh. because that's what I was up to. I was grateful for.
No, that's sweet.
Yeah. And only thing I was going to ask prayer for was just my children's grades, and that's it.
Well, Father, Lord, for one, I thank you, Father, for bringing a continued and complete healing to Shavonda, Lord, that her voice comes back. Lord, any effects of having been sick, Lord, that everything be completely healed and recovered and whole. But, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for being with her children, Lord, and helping them, just opening their little minds, Lord, that they would just grasp all of their lessons, Lord, the things that they're learning in school, that they would be able just to have like supernatural recall, Lord, that their minds will grab and hold on to it. Lord, any distractions, Lord, that or things even weighing on their mind, Father, that would cause them to be distracted in their schooling, Father, that you just bring a peace and a quietness to their mind so that they're able to focus, Lord, and really listen and really hear and really absorb the things that they're learning. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for just putting a hedge of protection around them. Lord, just keeping them, Lord, giving them favor in the places that they need favor. And, Lord, connecting them even to friendships, Lord, that will be healthy and good, and relationships of people that would be real friends to them, be true friends to them, Lord. And I just thank you, Father, for working in their lives and, Lord, doing great and mighty things. Lord, let them feel your comfort. Let them feel your love. And let them have that realization and knowing, Lord, of how precious they are to you. And, Lord, that they have a destiny and a calling, that they have a purpose in God. And, Lord, that you will do great and mighty things through them, Lord, as they grow in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you too, hon. Well, you have a beautiful week, you and your family, and I will talk to you again.
Yes, ma'am. You too.
All right. Good night. 828-989. How is Miss Jennifer?
I'm wonderful.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Jennifer, and Father, I just thank you, Lord, that Lord, even as your word says, that you prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. And Lord, that you have done that in Jennifer's life. Lord, when the enemy has tried to harass her and has tried to delay her, has tried to stall her in her tracks, has tried to discourage her, Lord, that you have continued to prepare a table before her, Lord, that you have she has feasted of your bounty, Lord. Of the sweetness of God, of the sweet bread of the Lord. She has feasted on the goodness of you. And Lord, that you have brought her blessings on top of blessings, Lord, that sometimes we have that feeling and it's true, sometimes God blesses us in spite of ourselves. Even though at times we may feel like, okay, I've messed up, or this is just going so wrong, and God has still bring a blessing through it. And I love that about him, you know, that God's able to take things that even the enemy meant for evil and God turn them for good. And then we can just laugh in the enemy's face because God is still on the throne and he's king. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that even as Jennifer has partaken of your bounty and she's partaken of that banquet table, Lord, I just see her, Lord, like fixing little baskets of goodies for others so that as others come to her door, Lord, that she's handing them a basket that's full. And I see it as food, a basket full of food that she's sending with this one and a basket of food that she's sending with that one. Lord, that all of those wonderful things that she's partaking of, Lord, then she shares that with others. She's speaking that encouragement into the life of others. She's in every which way, Lord. Sometimes it's it may be in actual food. It may be in gifts, financial gifts. It may be in wisdom. But I just see you packing these wonderful little baskets of food, and people coming to your door, and you handing them baskets of food to go with them. as you know, as we have partaken, then it's those, it's like the overflow in our life, you know. We receive from the Lord, and then that overflow, then we pour back into the lives of others. And I see you, you pouring out, giving out like fresh bread to others. And I just see it as like little baskets of food that you're giving to others. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for all you're doing in Jennifer's life. Lord, I thank you for the gratitude that she has to you, the recognition that she has, Lord, of seeing and recognizing how you've worked in her life and how you're continuing to. And Lord, I just praise you, and I speak a blessing over her and her kids and her future. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Before I knew what the, you know, when I saw, you know, the text, Jeannie's asking what you're thankful for. The whole day has been one of such peace and gratitude today. And so my heart was really prepared.
Awesome.
And I'm grateful for so much, but, you know, I just felt prompted, you know, with your word tonight. You know, I have not had income for almost 4 years, zero. And to make a very long story short, God has provided everything, you know, daily. And it's been a journey of learning to trust him and who he is for me, Jehovah Jireh, and who I am as his child. And I feel like for where he's preparing to take me, I needed unshakable confidence in him. And, you know, I really miss giving. I'm a giver, and so it's been really hard to receive. And so that also has been a lesson for me, learning how to let God love me through other people. I wasn't so great at that. I feel more comfortable giving. And, you know, lately I've been thinking of home, you know, what that looks like, and just wanting to pour out my love to others. And so, you know, what you said just a few minutes ago about giving others other baskets, that's just like my heart's desire. You know, it's my heart. It's always been my heart, but even more so now. And I'm just so grateful to God for what he's done. And, you know, when I was listening to your testimony, what you're grateful for with your husband, I got really emotional because I saw Greg's and my story in that. I did not want anything to do with a man. That's a whole other story, but I just, you know, obviously God had other plans, and God's been healing me from, I was also in an abusive marriage, a long one, too. One very short, one very, very long. And he's been healing me. I've been on a healing journey, and Greg's love really has been an instrument of God's healing in that. So just all glory to God tonight. And I just want you to know, we are so thankful for you. Greg and I woke up this morning, and you were on our hearts. And we were just talking about just how grateful we are to PGN, but you really, you know, we look forward to talking to you. You're just a friend. You've really touched our hearts, and we just couldn't love you more. And we haven't met, but you are such a dear friend of ours. And so we're just very grateful to you and all you do. And we just love you, Jeannie. So thank you.
No, I love y'all too. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, y'all. You guys, you absolutely feel like friends. And like I said, even though we haven't met, y'all feel like close friends to me. Y'all are precious to me. And I always enjoy getting to talk to y'all and visit with you. And truly interested. I mean, I'm truly interested in y'all. I love you guys. Y'all are so precious and special to me.
Thank you.
But thank you so much for sharing that with me.
We just bless you, and you have a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family.
It'll be just me and Hollis, but we enjoyed us and our critters here, and it'll be an enjoyable day. I think it's supposed to rain here that day, but I think I'm going to make it chicken and dressing and just a few things. Not a lot for just the two of us, but it'll be fun, and just enjoy God's goodness. So. Y'all have a beautiful week too, and enjoy
thank
your
you.
Family. And hopefully you'll get to see your kids this week. And thank you for sharing your testimony.
Thank you. Thanks, Jeannie.
Yeah.
God bless.
God bless you too, hon. Good night. All right, 817-691. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Leonard from Texas.
Did you say Larry?
Leonard.
Okay, Leonard. Okay. All right. I don't think I've ever spoken with you. Okay, let's pray for you, Father. I thank you for Leonard, and Father, I thank you, Lord, that that he's a man, Lord, that has like a strong. He has a strong core to him, Lord. He has a strong core to him that he's. He's a man that doesn't mind speaking truth. He's a man that has an integrity and a backbone to him. A man of strength in his resolve, strength in his beliefs, strength in what he thinks. And I thank you, Father, that he's a truth seeker, Lord. That he's one of those where rubber meets the road kind of guys that wants to know truth, that wants to hear truth, that wants to speak truth. Not a person that mentions their words. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for revealing truth to him. And Lord, answering his questions, answering his prayers, Lord, those things, those inquiries. You know, it speaks in the Bible about where different ones in the Bible said, and they inquired of the Lord. You know, David and Job, they inquired of the Lord. And God is always so pleased when we trust him enough, and we trust that he's able to make us hear, that he is able to make sure that our hearts hear, that we hear him in our spirits, that we trust him enough to come inquire of God. You know, sometimes we look at books, we may order books and read them, we may inquire of other people, but God loves it when we inquire of him. And I even the Lord just inviting you, just like even an invitation, and you may talk to God all the time, I don't know. But like God even inviting you to come inquire of him and come talk with him and let him answer your questions and let him reveal things to you that he has for you, things, people's lives. I just sense that there's people's lives that God is wanting to use you instrumentally in to touch their lives in a specific way and in a deep way that can be life-changing. You know, that can really set their life on a different course. It's just that God has got specific strategic things in specific people's lives that God is wanting to use you in and use you in a powerful way. And Father, I thank you for Leonard. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for answering his prayers, for answering his questions. Lord, I thank you, Father, for providing for him in every way. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for even healing hurts of the past, Lord, things that might would be even hidden away in his heart, Lord, where there might be grief, things that have caused grief in the past. But, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for loving him and for sharing your heart with him of the things that you have for him. And, Lord, touching the lives of others through him in a very powerful way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that.
You're more than welcome. Is there anything you wanted to share tonight, a testimony of what you're thankful for the Lord?
Well, I'm just thankful for the Lord allowing me to be here once more and again. Just last year, I was diagnosed with COVID. My wife and my whole family in the household, we all had it. But I had it the worst. I was brought to the hospital with an oxygen. oxygen level of 45.
Wow.
And the Lord allowed me to, I stayed in the hospital for 12 days. And from that, the Lord showed me that nothing went wrong. I didn't have a heart attack, a stroke, or no kidney failures, no organs shutting down, or anything like that. But anytime you know that your oxygen levels get that low, something should be starting to shut down.
Absolutely.
The Lord allowed me to live. And it's funny that you say about questions. I have been asking some particular questions for years, because my sister and my brother are way older than I am. They're 16 years older than I am. My brother is 17 years older than I am. And I always ask the Lord why I was not, you know, right behind them. And it just dawned on me, my pastor just passed away, and I am the youth pastor at the church. We have no assistant pastor, anything like that. And the Lord just showed me, this is the time that you're here for. And it was funny that you mentioned that about asking questions. And I always, if I'm asking questions, I come in and say, Lord, please forgive me if I'm wrong. But he do say ask, but you have to ask in a certain way, in a tone of manner, in a right, respectful way, and because he wants you to ask. But, you know, so when I was asking the Lord that, and you kind of hit that on the head about asking prayers. And so right now we're just dealing with some things at our church and, you know, seeing what the Lord has for us to do and where we're going to go and who's the next leader for that. And, you know, never know what the Lord has in store, but whatever the Lord has in store for me, I already said yes to him, so.
That's amazing. That's an awesome testimony, and I agree. That's amazing to survive with your oxygen that low, and particularly not to have had organ failure or something in some area of that. So praise God that God preserved you and kept you, and I'd absolutely say you're here for such a time as this, that God, and all the more, that God has a particular work, a special work for you and individuals that you are going to touch their lives in a powerful way. So praise God for you, Leonard. And thank you for sharing your testimony. That's powerful and awesome. And thank you for holding all this time. Well, is there anything in particular, sweetie, that you were wanting prayer about while I got you?
Well, you can pray for our church family because, you know, we all grieving our loss of our pastor. And we just need the Lord to continue to guide us and lead us in the right way. And whatever he has for us, let him still provide. I know he don't leave you without a witness of what he's going to do. So,
absolutely.
We just actually pray for healing for our church family.
Yes, Father.
And the First Lady.
Yes, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this beautiful church and family. Lord, and for this First Lady, Lord, that you would just comfort her heart, Lord. And Father, that you would comfort all of them's heart, Lord, that they would not feel like orphans in any way, that they will just really have that sense of protection and well-being, that the Good Shepherd is over them. And Lord, that you would bring in the ones that you have handpicked, that you have chosen to carry on, Lord, in this work, that you are the one that puts, just as you say, you're the one that puts kings in place and you're the one that brings kings down. And this is a little different situation, but Lord, that you have people chosen and handpicked, Lord, to help put into leadership places, Lord, to carry that body on and to continue to comfort those people and to teach those people, Lord, and just to bring healing and that shepherd anointing over that group. And Lord, we thank you for your timing in all of it, Lord, that there is a time to grieve. There is a time in every season. There is a time. There's a time for everything. And so, Father, we just thank you, Lord, that there is a time for healing. There's a time for growth. There's a time for new beginnings. There's a time for the new day. there's a time for moving on into to a wonderful new future and for what God has. And Lord, just thank you for healing their hearts, Lord, for helping them just to connect together and be a comfort to one another and encouragement to one another as a family in the Lord does. So we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that.
You're more than welcome. Well, thank you so much, Leonard, for holding, and thank you so much for sharing your powerful testimony. That's wonderful. And so thankful you're still here with us and continuing on in the service of the Lord. So you have a wonderful Thanksgiving this week, and may God bless you.
Likewise. You take care. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. All right. I don't see anyone else with their hand up tonight, and we're just about out of time. So I'm just going to speak a blessing over each and every one. It is such a joy to be able to share with you guys. Okay, let's see. Someone else put a hand up right quick. Got 305-200. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Jeannie. This is Donald and Tanya.
Hey, Jeannie.
Oh, hi, y'all. Well, good to hear from y'all.
Yeah, same here. I thought I pressed one all this time. It's when you said you didn't see nobody with their hands up.
I thought I pressed one. Well, let's pray for you.
Yeah.
Father, I thank you for Donald and Tanya. Father, I thank you, Lord, that they are called for such a time as this. Lord, that they feel like they've been tried by fire. And, Lord, we are. Sometimes we are tried by fire. But, Lord, that you do give the victory. The enemy tries to delay us. He tries to hold us back. He tries to even redirect our steps at times. It's like, if I can't stop them, let me just see if I can get them off on a little different path. But, Lord, that you have kept Donald and Tanya, Lord, you've given them favor, Lord. You have brought healing to them. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, for a special blessing that's on their children. Lord, I just thank you, Father, that there are gifts and callings on their children, Lord, that they're going to be surprised even at some of the talents that you have put within their kids. They're going to be surprised. They're going to be surprised at even that as the word says, out of the mouth of babes, that they're going to hear these kids say things at times that is going to make them look twice and think, oh, my God, that's straight from God. That's straight from the Lord. The wisdom that will flow from their tongues that even the kids may not realize what they're saying, but God's going to use them in some powerful and wonderful ways, and you're going to be an overwhelming. I know how thankful you are for your children, but it's going to be even a greater just pride and thankfulness for your kids and how you see God work in them. Father, I thank you, Lord, for answering their prayers, Lord, for fulfilling the calling and the dream that you have for them, Lord. That nothing but nothing can stop what you're doing in their life. Nothing but nothing, Lord. Nothing can stop us but ourselves. And, Lord, they are sold out to you. So, Lord, I thank you, Father, for even putting a watch over their mouth, Lord, that they'll be careful what they say. They'll be careful what they think, that they'll continue to speak the word of the Lord over their lives. They'll continue to speak in faith to you. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing the favor of God, Lord, that is with them, for bringing healing in every part of their body. And, Lord, I thank you for the protection of God that is around them. Father, I thank you, Lord, for even, I just see like the Lord, even at times, giving y'all a heads up, like through the Spirit, of when there are dangers coming, when there are things, and I'm not necessarily even talking about just to y'all, but when there are things that would be around, like God even giving you like a heads up of you sensing things through the Spirit. I know God did this with me a number of years ago. I had leased one of my mares to a friend that was down in Gonzales, Louisiana. We had done a little breeding agreement, and so I had leased her to her for a year. The lease was about up. And the Lord really I felt an urgency in my spirit. The Lord kept saying, you know, have them get that baby weaned and go get your mare. And so I contacted her, and I told her, I said, the day that baby turns, I think, 5 months old, I said, I want to know, I'm fixing to come get her. And I kept feeling this urgency in my spirit to hurry up and go get that mare, go get that mare. And so it was like, I think the day, like the very next day after the baby was old enough for them to pull it off the mare, we made like a 15-hour round trip, and I went and got my mare. Do you know, it was like the very next week that Katrina hit. And of course, down that area, I mean, there were floods everywhere. Her place wasn't completely flooded. Some of it was, but they had ended up having to evacuate some of the horses. But see, I had no idea, or maybe it was 2 weeks later. It was before anybody knew that Katrina was going to come ashore down there, or maybe even before it formed. But it was like God gave me a heads up that there was a danger, and he was like, go get your horse, go get your horse, go get your horse. And then to find out, and then have Katrina hit down there, it was like, oh, my God, this was God giving me a heads up in my spirit that there was a problem coming. And I just sensed the Lord at times giving you guys like a knowing in your spirit, you know, whether it may be at times to, for whatever it is, you know, God giving y'all that protection in that way. It may even be things that would affect a community or whatever, but that knowing in your spirit, just like God did with me of get your horse out, had no idea that a major hurricane was fixing to hit that area. They were not far, you know, Gonzales is just not far off New Orleans and all of that at all. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father, for working in their life in such a powerful way, and, Lord, that your protection is around them, and, Lord, that you have such a beautiful anointing on their children. That as these kids get older, that they're going to see and be so proud of God in them and how you work with them. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for bringing all of these things together, that they'll not give up. They'll continue to speak the word of God over their life. They'll continue to speak the victory of God over their life. And, Lord, that they'll see, they will walk in, they will possess that promised land that you have for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jeannie.
No, you're welcome. Well, we've only got about 3 more minutes, so I've got to log off. Do you have a quick testimony to give tonight of what you're thankful for the Lord?
Oh, just thankful to be alive, you know, despite of it's been a lot going on, but, you know, it's just this year I feel like there's so many rest in peace. You know, people are saying rest in peace, and it's just so many people dying, you know, just waking up just to see another day. So I'm just grateful for that, to see people around me, especially, you know, they haven't been touched through anything. But, you know, I'm just thankful for that. I was just thinking today, I said, man, you know, it's been a journey, you know, and I still feel like we're in the wilderness. But I was just trying to find things to be grateful for. I'm just looking around. I'm like, man, so many people have died this year, from celebrities, from people that I know. So just to be alive, just to have family around us, you know, to be alive. So I'm grateful for that.
Girl, me too. I totally understand. There has been so much death in the world and in the nation in the last few years. So I agree.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, all right, I am out of time. You guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving this week, and just a beautiful week.
Thank you so much.
All right, God bless y'all. All right, y'all, we are out of time tonight. I have so enjoyed tonight. I've so enjoyed hearing y'all's testimonies, and I enjoy my time with y'all. Y'all are wonderful, and it's just part of the family of God. I mean, y'all are my family. We're family of God. So y'all all have a wonderful week this week. May God just bless you and keep you and just rest in his goodness and his kindness. In Jesus' name, amen.